Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Two sister companies, DV Biologics and Da Vinci Biosciences, have agreed to settle a lawsuit brought against them by the Orange County, California prosecutor for illegally selling baby body parts supplied by Planned Parenthood. They were selling these body parts to pharmaceutical companies and schools across America and at least 10 countries for millions of dollars in profit. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, this is exactly what Sandra Susan Merritt and David DeLayden, we represent Sandra, ultimately revealed when they did these videos in public places of Planned Parenthood personnel and other individuals, wherein they were talking about harvesting, selecting babies, how they would get better prices for certain organs and sell them. And then these body parts were actually sold, trafficked. This was human trafficking in body parts to these companies. And these companies were making lots of money, millions of dollars. Fortunately, the California Orange County prosecutor filed a complaint against them for violating California law. And this came about, Holly, as a result of the House Select Committee, investigating Planned Parenthood, that ultimately uncovered some of this during their investigation. And this ultimately started with these videos by Sandra and David.
And so it's, you could just see the opposition that Planned Parenthood has been fighting against for these videos and filing these criminal, so-called criminal charges against Sandra Merritt regarding them. Because if you watch any of the 14 videos, it's not just them talking about selling the body parts, but they're laughing, they're mocking, they're saying, oh, a head fell off, things like that. Just despicable actions, you know, on their part that clearly reveal what they're really up to. No matter what they say, they're clearly up to selling these baby body parts.
Well, this Orange County, California prosecutor filed a complaint, and we have it posted on our website, lc.org. And you can read the complaint. You can also read the press release from the Orange County prosecutor when the case was settled. These companies were owned by part of an Ecuadorian crime family. Now, this family from Ecuador have been, some of them have been convicted of bank fraud amounting to more than $600 million, $661.5 million, according to Ecuador, that they frauded the Ecuadorian people out of when they ran their bank into the ground, and they then presented false information about the assets in the bank. According to information, more than $200 million in assets were never recovered in Ecuador. So these people have ultimately been indicted. Ecuador wanted to extradite them back to Ecuador. And guess what happened? President Obama and then Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton, they opposed that.
Gave them expedited asylum, so to speak, in exchange for a lot of money. I mean, they gave political donations, $90,000 to President Obama's campaign and some to Hillary Clinton's campaign. So you see the corruption that's going on behind the scenes here.
They also gave money to Robert Menendez, a Democratic member of the Congress, to help bring some of the daughters of the family into the United States. They were denied visas until he got involved. They were living in Florida at the time. He was up in the New York, New Jersey area. So why would he be doing this other than the fact that they paid him some money for his campaign?
That's just horrendous.
So the settlement is $7.785 million. That's how much they have to pay.
Turn over more than $10,000 in laboratory equipment and storage containers and pay $195,000 in civil penalties. But, you know, all of that money, it sounds like a lot, but none of that equals the price of these poor babies.
That's certainly for sure. I mean, this was horrible. The good news is both companies also must cease doing business, shut down.
Praise God.
So they have to pay these fines. They have to shut down in California. They cannot do business in California anymore. And according to the complaint, this is even more horrible, the despicable nature of this. These companies created catalogs of baby body parts and even ran specials to sell to these companies and universities. So, I mean, they're literally marketing these body parts like you're doing auto parts or
home decor or something. Go online and see this. Yeah, and I think they would give discounts to international companies. And it's just horrendous. These are humans you're selling, you know?
Yeah, they're taking our babies that have been brutally killed, ripped apart by Planned Parenthood. Some of the organs, as they're aborting them, they're taking special care not to crush or destroy those organs so they can then turn around and sell them to these companies. And then these companies sell them for an incredible marked up cost. Now, Planned Parenthood is right involved in this because Planned Parenthood originally had a policy regarding this issue. Then they learned that their affiliates were not abiding by the policy. So instead of what you would think Planned Parenthood saying, you need to abide by this policy regarding organ procurement and sale, Planned Parenthood repealed their own policy, and they turned a blind eye to what their affiliates were doing. So they knew about what their affiliates were doing. They knew they were violating the law. This goes up to the highest levels of Planned Parenthood.
Right.
So Planned Parenthood participated in this. This is what was behind the videos. And as a result, of course, now Planned Parenthood is suing Sandra Merritt for $16 million.
You know, Matt, and this just, it speaks so loudly that one person can make a difference. You know, you may think, here's Sandra Merritt. She's a grandmother and a journalist, but she made a huge difference through these videos and is now unveiled and helping to save more lives for babies and mothers as well because of her actions.
Yeah, what was done in secret is now being shattered from the rooftops.
You know,
the light is shining in the darkness, and the darkness doesn't like it. And so not only is Planned Parenthood having the audacity to sue her for money that they say that they've lost by their own barbaric actions, frankly.
Right.
But the California Attorney General, Xavier Becerra, has also done an unprecedented action, filing a 15-count criminal complaint. Never in the history of California has something like this happened. And even so that the Los Angeles Times editorial board came out and blasted him for doing this because of the implications something of this nature would have on freedom of the press and freedom of speech.
And he, of course, received contributions from Planned Parenthood, so there's a relation there as well.
Yeah, they were very happy that he was being put in this position to replace then-Attorney General Kamala Harris, who's now a very liberal Democrat in the United States Senate. She ran for that position and won. And then he got put in her position. So it started with Kamala Harris, who's now in the Senate, U.S. Senate, and was continued by Becerra, who actually ended up filing the counts. We represent Sandra in both the defense of the criminal counts and also the defense of the $16 million Planned Parenthood lawsuit. So keep us in your prayer. It's a very expensive proposition to represent her. But you know what? They're trying to silence her. Sandra is not going to be silenced. We're going to stand with her through this whole process. You know, here what we also have is one of the family members. It just shows you the depravity of these people. Estefano Isaias Jr., according to the Orange County complaint, and it's online at lc.org. You can go to our Liberty Alerts and click on the archives, scroll down, and we released this in December of last year, right after this was made public about the settlement.
See the press release?
Yeah, the press release is there. So go into lc.org, hit the archives for the Liberty Alerts press releases, and you'll see it. But the complaint states that Estefano Isaias Jr. received profits from the sale of the baby body parts. Well, what else was he doing? He was CEO of an online pornography business.
Wow.
This is the kind of depravity. I mean, you're talking about they want to say, well, they're out there to protect women. No, they're out there to exploit women.
Absolutely.
A porn business exploits women.
Absolutely.
Abortion exploits women. It is a profit center using women to make a profit, and they could care less, Planned Parenthood included, especially Planned Parenthood, they could care less about women. These are just objects of sexual desire, and they're exploiting them. Well, the good news is this settlement is putting these companies out of business. I think it is another vindication for our client, Sandra Merritt. Continue to pray for Sandra Merritt in this case. Pray for strength and peace. Pray for ultimate victory for us at Liberty Counsel as we continue to defend her. For more information, visit lc.org. Stand with us in 2018 because this year presents, no doubt, intense opposition, but also incredible opportunity. Stand with us in 2018, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.